Kevin Costner's new movie, Dances with Wolves, opens this weekend, and for the first time, he directs as well as stars. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
You've got to hand it to Kevin Costner. Other stars make speeches on behalf of the Earth and the Indians and various other worthy causes, but Costner has made a big, fat movie epic about those things. Dances with Wolves is a three-hour, $18 million ecological fantasy western, corny and old-fashioned and politically correct to a fault. And it's surprising how entertaining some of it is. But there's a lot you have to swallow. For instance, you have to swallow Costner himself as the sensitive male, circa 1864. He plays a heroic Union cavalry lieutenant named John Dunbar, who tries to get himself reassigned to the Far West. Here he is, for instance, receiving his commission from a weirdly flaky commanding officer.
I've always wanted to see the frontier.
Do you want to see the frontier?
Yes, sir. Before it's gone.
I am sending you on a knight's errand. You will report to Captain Cargill at the furthermost outpost of the realm, Fort Sedgwick. My personal seal will assure your safety through many miles of wild and hostile country.
I was wondering.
Yes?
I was wondering, sir, how will I be getting there?
You think I don't know?
No, sir.
You think I don't know?
No, sir, it's just that I don't...
Hold your tongue. I happen to be in a generous mood, and I will grant you a boon. See that peasant out there? He calls himself Timmins. He's going to your Fort Sedgwick this very afternoon. You can ride with him if you like. He knows the way. Thank you. That is all.
Well, the frontier isn't gone yet. What's gone is Fort Sedgwick, and everybody who once inhabited it. And so Lieutenant Dunbar sets out rebuilding the fort with only the help of his faithful horse and a friendly wolf. A nearby tribe of Sioux find him a pretty suspicious character, but he's so manifestly pure-hearted and open that they soon decide he's a friend. Better still, he finds an elusive herd of buffalo for them to hunt, and soon they've invited him to hunt along with them. They even give him a teepee of his own. Conveniently enough, there's a white woman in the tribe who was captured when she was a child, and she's chosen by the elders to act as translator. It isn't long before she and Dunbar are madly in love. Does this all sound fairly hokey? Well, it is. And besides, the screenplay by Michael Blake is full of dumb anachronisms, and the direction by Costner himself falls apart during some of the action scenes. Still, the movie has its own peculiar charm. By using the actual Lakota language and meticulously recreating Indian villages, costumes, and ceremonies, Costner gives us an intimacy with the Sioux that feels fresh. And though Dunbar's devotion to preserving the landscape and wildlife creates a sugary Disney version of frontier existence, Costner and his cinematographer have brought out the rough beauty of the land with extraordinary vigor. Costner's plain-spoken acting seems just right for the movie's tone, and so does the fiery performance of Mary McDonnell, playing the white woman who's grown up with the Indians. There are terrific Native American actors here, too, especially a certain Graham Greene, who has an indelible nobility as the tribe's medicine man, Kicking Bird. Dances with Wolves is a little pokey, and it sells its eco-message too hard. But in his directorial debut, Costner has acquitted himself well. You could do worse than to make a solid 50s Western in 1990.
Film critic Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.